We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, and we are starting two lines from the top, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, continuing the sugya of Pnei Seva Talkum Vedarta Pnei Zokin. Omamar, Yochel Yadven V'Mamon, we learned before in the Braisa, it says, maybe you should be Mechader, be Mechabed the Zokin with money. May you have to spend money to Mechabed the Zokin, give him covered. Tamaloyma Talkum Vedarta. It says, Talkum Vedarta, make a hekesh. Ma kimosh, standing up, Shem Mechsoran Kis. There's no loss of money involved by standing up. Af hider shem echsar and kiss. Hider also is something you do without an echsar and kiss. Afraid the Gemara of a kima less echsar and kiss. He's so sure standing up is no echsar and kiss. Kiloyas milayas kinon. The konokiv maganisa. We talk about someone who he strings diamonds and that gets paid well. And if he stands up, he loses some of his wages. He's bottom of says it is chesaron kiss. So why so sure making a hekesh to kima? There's no chesaron kiss. So the Gemara says you're right. Ella akish first kima lehider. The first hekesh goes all the way. First make a hekesh kima lehider. My hider shem by bittel af kima shem bittel. Hider kibud doesn't need any bit of malacha. Kwaras mechaved a zokim. Rashi says. The ain losh and hidel and a cs ponim. Oy, be mamon of a diber. You make him feel good. Either give him, send him some money, you send him some either words, or you send him a nice platter. There's no bit of malacha. You can keep on working when you do kibud, when you do hider. So just like hider is no bit of malacha, so kimud also, af kimud, shem, bit of malacha. And then, va'akastami hidel kima, my kima, shem, sarin kiss. Once you say, once you're establishing that kima is no bit of malacha, then standing up doesn't cost any money. So they make a hekesh that way. Ma kima shein bechsar and kiss. Av hidu shein bechsar and kiss. So that's how we make the drasha. When we come out, the alamaisa, you don't have to mevatel malacha, and you don't have to lose any money when it comes to hidur v'kima. Mekan amru, ein bali umnes v'sham lama y'pei tamid l'cham v'sham sh'ayis kum l'achtam. We learn from here that bali umnes, people are working, Rishon says like they're not allowed to stand up in front of Tamid Chachamim b'shah that they're working. While they're working, they're not allowed to stand up to Tamid Chachamim. And Tosfos speaks out, why is it Aser? It says, Tema, my loss of Rishon, Shayach, Mashmi Kesu, why should it be Iser? It may not be Machoyev, why should it be Iser? V'yashlemi, the Mayer, v'ayis kum l'achas l'chayim, you're working for someone else, then it's Aser for you to go be Mahadah the, go stand up, or go stand up, Vatam Malacha, to Mahadah the Zokim, because you're working for someone else, you have no right to do that. Or he has a pshat Rishom, doesn't mean chayavim, it doesn't mean you're not allowed to, it means you're not chayavim, like upon him. So right now the Gemara is coming out, you're not mechuyiv to mevatam ulacha for, you're not mechuyiv, maybe not allowed to, if working for someone else, for the din of zakin, standing up for zakin. Break the Gemara, loy, vatana alut the Mishnah Bekurim, it says, when the Yidin came up with the Bekurim, it says, kol bali umnis, all the store owners, they stop working, and in the plane, they stand up, v'shoyl mishloimim, they ask them how they're doing, Welcome to Yerushalayim. So you see, they all stopped. They all vatam from Lacha. So you see, you are vatam from Lacha to mechabed these people bringing bikurim. So zokin the same thing. It's a mitzvah. Om Rav Yechanan. No, it's dafka din by bikurim. Mepneim oimdim. Peitu yicham ein oimdim. The mevatal when it comes to bikurim, but not when it comes to the chamim. What's the reason? Om Rav Yisi ba'oven. You see here that when someone's doing a mitzvah at the right time, there's a special chavivis, and you have to stand up for that person. You stand up for them. You don't stand up. So he says the harp shad is because bikurim is a mitzvah right now. He's standing up for the mitzvah. So I want to know. But Dilma, you don't stand up for a mitzvah, just like you don't stand up in the malach of a talmud chacham. There's no difference. But Dilma, shani hasam the imkain at the mechshilim lasad lavay. Here's a different reason about bikurim, a special reason. Like Rashi says that if you don't stand up for them, they're not gonna come back and bring bikurim. They made a huge trip over here, and no one's even still cares about us. So therefore, we want to mechaber them because to encourage them to come again on a big trip like this. So that's the reason why we stand up for them. So like upon them, either way, it's only the Dimei Bikurim. We're not having a thought, it's the reason that's Chavivus HaMitzvah. Mar says, no, it's because of Machshim Lost Lavei. Agav, this is one of the Makairis that's brought down, he's supposed to stand up for the Oisei Mitzvah. That's when they bring in, the Kvata brings in the baby, it says he's supposed to stand up because it's coming a mitzvah now. Some people stand up by a chuppah for that reason, because the Oisei Mitzvah is standing by Oisei Mitzvah. I argue Mar's Doicha. Says Machshim Lost Lavei. That's only why Vatam Malacha. But if it's not Vatam Malacha, it's Taka Raya. He's supposed to stand up for the people who do mitzvahs. Amar Yochol Yamoid Mepanov Beis Akisei. Said in the Brisa before, maybe you think it's in covered in the Beis Akisei, Beis Amerechitz. So the Gemara says, no, it has to be Mokam Hidr. And based on Merchitz, based on Kisei, it's not a Mokum Hidr. Break the Gemara Veloy, it's not a Din Hidr in a base of Merchitz. Rav Chia, have Yosef Vei Maschusa. Rav Chia was sitting in the bathhouse. The Chol of Oz, Rav Shimba Rebbe. Rav Shimba Rebbe walked by. Look, come and come. And Rav Chia did not stand up. The Ikpid. And Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe was upset. But also Amalei Lavua. So Rav Shimon came to his father Rebbe and complained that, look, Rav Chia didn't stand up for me. And he said like this, Shnei Chumashim Shnish Libi Sefer Tehillim. I taught him 2/5 of the Medrash on Sefer Tehillim. And still, I'm his Rebbe. He didn't stand up for me. We're talking about in the bathhouse here. Vesu, another story. Vesu Bar Kapar Bar Amalei Vashmuel Bar Rab Yaisi. Have Yosef Bar Meshchuzo. A different story with different Talmud. Either it's Bar Kapar or Vashmuel. Was sitting in the bathhouse. All of us were Shimon Bar Rebbe. Shimon Bar Rebbe walked by. Like, come and come in. Didn't stand up. Ve'ikpid. He was upset. He told his father, Shnei Shalishi Shlish, Shnei Shalishi Teres Kahanim. I taught him 2/3 of a 1/3 of Teres Kahanim. And still, like, I'm on the panai. So Rebbe answered that, you know, maybe these Tamei Chachamim didn't stand up. You know why? They were thinking and learning about the thing you taught them. They're thinking in Tilim, Erech Tilim, thinking in Teres Kahanim. V'amaloi, Rebbe answers, Shem v'hem yeshev mahar. Maybe they were thinking about the thing you taught them. And that's why they didn't chap, to stand up. Ad kana
ma'is. That's a reason not to stand up?
Maybe it's not a reason, but it's an excuse, at least. What do you want? They weren't thinking. They were patrach,
huh? They didn't notice you.
They didn't notice, exactly. So the Gemara makes the time of the Bahem Yahushiv Mahara only because they were thinking and learning, so therefore we had excuse for them. And therefore, Halavach, if not for that, Loy, then they would have to stand up. So what do you see? You see there's an Indian of Hidr in the bathhouse. We're saying the price or not. The Gemara says, Loy Kasha, there's a chiluk. How about the Gavoy? How about the Varoy? It depends which room of the bathhouse. In the room of the bathhouse, like Rashi says, Makum Shmei Adam Imdim Arumim, that's where there's no Din Kibbut. The case of Shimon Bar Rebbe, Vibate Baroi, Mokum Shaimdim Levushim, where they were standing close. The Hosa Mokum Hidr, Hodir, it's a Mokum Hidr, and that's where there was a Taina that they should have stood up. And Hakinam Mistar, bring a Raya talking about the outside room. Dama Rab Baruchanam Yechnam, Chamokim Mutalahar, every place you'll have to think and learning. Chutz the Beis America, it's the Beis Akisa. Besides the Beis America, it's the Beis Akisa. You see, the Beis America is not thinking and learning. So what's going on here that they're thinking and learning? Must be, it's the outside room. No, that's not a riot, Hakanam Mistar. It's very possible that they couldn't help themselves. Sometimes there's an oinus that they learned the sugi right before they went into the bathhouse. Like Rashi says, "Pam shu tarad ma'ayim v'shmosaf nekei sas l'merchah." It's right before they came into the bathhouse. Val karchach he shigur b'fiv. Believe ma'ayim ba v'beis merchah. They just can't help themselves. Agapanim. But in any case, we answer that there is a din of covered in the bate in the outside rooms, not in the inside rooms. So tomorrow, vayta. Send the brayso before yochel yatzim einov kemi shaloi ra'u. Maybe you should close your eyes. Maybe you think you'll let it close your eyes and make believe you didn't see the zakin. So Mara says, no, it says, v'reisim alakecha. Pray tomorrow. It's like saying, like, at any mitzvah, maybe you're not going to do the mitzvah. Tamal v'reisim alakecha. That's a mamish, a kira of the mitzvah. You see the zakin walking, you close your eyes. Like, that doesn't, that, otter v'shia skinan? You don't need a pasuk for that. Ela, yochol yatzim einov mekame delimtia zman chiyuva. Maybe to have him like this. You should close your eyes before the Zman Chiyuva. It means it's only within 4 hours that you have to stand up. So here, I have a great idea. You see a Zakin coming 20 feet away. You close your eyes and make believe he's sleeping. And then they walk by. So it's Taka. He didn't see him when he came within 4 hours. He didn't see him. Maybe that would be Mutter, huh?
That's going to take you away from Rishayas, you
know? Yeah, it's not really Rishayas. It's a legal loophole. The Maisa, when he got into 4 hours, you were a different world. You were out cold.
Every legal loophole of Rishayas,
you know? No. The Yachanami, that's the Yerayas Malakach. Once it's a legal loophole, they need a Pasuk. So that they need a Pasuk of Yerayas Malakach. Hashem knows the truth. He didn't just fall asleep all of a sudden. Yochel Yatzim Einam Mekamei Lamentai Zman Chiyuva, Dechimot Zman Chiyuva, Lechazla, you're not seeing him, the comic maze, you have to stand. Talalema, talk on Vyeresa. Taka says, you have to have Yerushmaim. Tano, Ezu Kima Shesh Behida. We said before, it has to be a Kima Shesh Behida. What's that? Havaim Dalaramas. That's only within Dalaramas. What's the reason? Rashi explains, because Dalaramas is Nikar, he's standing up for him. But the Gemara makes exception to the rule. Amar Bar Lo, Amar Ronel, Rabbi Shein Amuvik. Only by Rabbi is not Muvik. Rabbi Amuvik, Rabbi Muvik, Moloy Einov. You have to stand up ready when you see him coming from far away. The Rana explains, the reason is, because then it's, by Rabbi Muvik, if you stand up, even far away, it's Nikki standing up for him. Mashenki, an old man, when you stand up, it's not Nikki you're doing for him. Maybe you're getting up to go to the bathroom, whatever the case is. Here, you're standing up for your Rabbi Muvik, it's Nikker, even far away. When he saw the ear of the donkey of Rav Yosef, Yosef was coming, and he already saw the ear of the donkey very far, he already stood up. This is a part of the dinam le'enav. It's a little bit extra credit. But when he saw the donkey coming, ready, he stood up. Abaya was riding a donkey, and he was going on the side of a gudan har sagya. He was on the one side of the bank of the river sagya. And Yosef Ramasharish Rabbanu Bidach Gisa. Ramasharish Rabbanu was sitting on the other side of the river. They didn't stand up. So Rabbi told him, "Lav Rav Muvikano, I'm the Rav Muvik over here. So even if I'm far away, you're supposed to stand up." On Mulei, they answered, "Lav Adaitin. We were chacht." It says, "Loi Niskarenu Lama Jinatrudim. We were tired of something and we forgot to stand up." You're right. You're supposed to stand up, but we were busy with something. We forgot about it. Rav Shimon Elazar Emer Mnayin Zaken Shloi Atriach. How do you know a Zaken should not be Matriach the Olam to stand up? Tamloim a Zaken Viyareisa. It says also on the Zaken, next to the word Zaken Viyareisa, that he shows that Yerushmayim not make people stand up, not Matriach people. Oma Abayin Akdino Andi Makif, if you go around, Chaya, you get extra Riches Yom. And I didn't see a pshat, but I would say my own pshat, that the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that you're making people hatercha. He says, "Why am I making you live so long? You're 7 years old, you need to be 80, 90, everyone's standing up for you, you're making bothering people." So Hashem will take away his life. But if he doesn't bother people, Hashem says, "No problem, you can live long." That's the word. The makif chay. Abaya makif, he used to walk around, was there a makif. Ravina, have a Yosef kamei Rav Yirmiyahu Difti. One time Ravina was sitting in front of Rav Yirmiyahu Difti. A certain person walked by, like, he wasn't covering his head. And the derech is that if you go in front of a Talmud Chacham, then you behave better. For example, someone goes into a Rosh Yeshiva or into a Rebbe, he wears his hat and jacket. So here, this person walked by, he wasn't covering his head, which was not bakavadik. Isn't that a chutzpah? He's walking by his Rebbe without a head covered. Could be he comes to Masa Bechasya, where there, there's a lot of the Rabbanim Regil Metzlam and the Liba Gas Becham. It's like if a guy lives in a yeshiva, so he's Liba Gas by the Rosh Yeshiva. So he didn't feel he had to have this extra covered. It said before, Isa ben Yehuda Imer, Prei Seva Takum, Fila Kol Seva Mashma. Isa ben Yehuda said, any old man you stand for, even a Zaken Ashmoy, like we said, even a Zaken who's a Rosho, or Zaken Zamaritz, as long as he's 70 years old, Isa ben Yehuda said you stand up for him. Amar Rabbi Yechonai, Halacha Isa ben Yehuda, that's how we paskin. Halacha Lama Isa ben paskin, that any 7-year-old, you have to stand up. The Gemara is talking about a guy in a second. A guy is not a chiv, Prei Seva Takum, it's a different thing. Rabbi Yechonai, have a koi mekam isavi der amoy. Rabbi Yechonai should stand up in front of old goyim. Goyim or old man, what's the pshat? Not because of the chiv may say retalkum. He said, "Oma kama harptuki oder alayu." They went through so much. Rashi says, "Mekroyus v'tsaris v'ro nisim harbe maivsim." It's like this guy saw a lot of nisim and maivsim. Therefore, it's like kavod shemayim keilu, something like that, to stand up. This guy saw it all. He saw the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all these years. He saw the nisim. He saw these things happening, the tsaris. So therefore, he stand up for him partially because of his life experience. Rava make him like koi. Rava didn't stand up for goyim, but hido avalei. He did a little hido, which means he made a little move to show that he's mechabedem. Abaya yav yodol asavi. It's a new gemara, yeah? Abaya used to give his hand to zkenim that they should lean on him when they're walking in the street and the old man was walking by. He let the old man lean on him. Rava mashal shluchi. Rava did not allow that. He held it wasn't covered at Taira. He sent one of his shluchim to help him out. And Rav Nachman, the same thing. Rav Nachman Shad Guzai. Rav Nachman was a chassan, a son-in-law of the Nasi, so he had like armed guards, Guzai, and he used to send them to help out. Omar, Ilav Taira, Kama Nachman Bab Abba Ika Bashuka. If not for the Taira, how many, Nachman Bab Abba, my name would be, not Rav Nachman. And because of the Taira, I'm Rav Nachman, therefore, I have to mechabit, and I can't hold old people. It's not a covered, they can cover that Taira.